Acts 29th chapter, heading Viras or Dhamma, introductory lecture. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the rasa dance took place on the full moon night of Bharat season. From the statement of previous chapters, it appears that the festival of Govardhan Puja was performed just after the dark moon night of the month of Kartik. Thereafter, a ceremony of Bhadri Ditiya was performed, and then a wrath of Indra was exhibited in the shape of torrents of rain and hailstone, and Lord Krishna held up the Govardhan Hill for 7 days, up to the ninth day of the moon, and thereafter, on the 10th day, the inhabitants of Vrindavan were talking among themselves about the wonderful activities of Krishna. And then, next day, the Ekadashi day was observed by Nanda Maharaj. And on the next day, Dadashi, he went to take part in the Ganges and was arrested by the men of Varuna. And he was released by Lord Krishna. And then Nanda Maharaj, along with other gopas, were shown the spiritual sky. This way, the full moon night of Sarat season was finished by that time. Full moon night of Ashwin is called Sharadiya Purnima. Therefore, it appears from the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna had to wait for 1 year more before he had enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis next year. So, at the age of 7th year, he lifted up the Govardhan Hill. Therefore, rasa dance took place at the age of his 8th year. From Vedic literature, it appears that when a theatrical actor dances amongst many dancing girls, such group dance is called rasa dance. So Krishna, when he saw the full night of the Sarat season, decorated with various kinds of season flowers, especially the mallika flowers, which are very fragrant, he remembered the gopis' prayers to the goddess Kartharani, that they wanted to have Krishna as their husband. And in order to fulfill their desire, he thought that the full night of the season, Sarat, was just suitable for having a nice dance among them, so that their desire could be fulfilled to have Krishna as their husband. The Srimad Bhagavatam, in this connection, the exact word used is Bhagavan Api. This means, although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has no want to be fulfilled because he is always full with 6 kinds of opulences. Still, he wanted to enjoy the company of the gopis. It means that this is not ordinary dancing of the young boys and the girls. Specific word used in this connection in the Srimad Bhagavatam is Yogamaya Upasitam. Yogamaya Upasitam means that this dancing of Krishna with the gopis were on the platform of Yogamaya, not Mahamaya. Dancing of young boys and girls within this material world, they are in the kingdom of Mahamaya or the external energy. Therefore, the situation is different from the rasa dance of Krishna with the gopis on the platform of
Yogamaya. Difference between the platform of Yogamaya and Mahamaya is set as in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita as difference between gold and iron. From the point of metallic to the gold and iron, both are metals, but the quality is completely different. Similarly, although the Rasa Dance and Lord Krishna's association with the gopis appear like ordinary young boys and girls mixing together, but the quality is completely different, just like gold and iron. This difference is appreciated by great Vaishnavas because they can understand what is love of Krishna and what is lust. The Mahamaya platform, such dance takes place on the basis of sense gratification. Both the boy and the girl dancers have within themselves the desire for sense gratification. But here, when Krishna called the gopis by sounding his flute, gopis very hurriedly rushed towards the spot of rasa dance, based on the transcendental desire of satisfying Krishna. So the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Goswami, has explained that lust means sense gratification, and love means the sense gratification, but it is for Krishna. In other words, all activities, when they are acted on the platform of sense gratification, are called material activities. But when they are acted on the sense of satisfying Krishna, then it is a spiritual activity. In any platform of activities, the principle of sense gratification is there, but in the spiritual platform, the sense gratification is for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, whereas in the material platform, it is the sense gratification of the performer. For example, in the material platform, when a servant serves a master, it is not on the basis of satisfying the sense of the master, but it is on the platform of satisfying the servant sense. The servant would not serve the master when there is payment stop. That means the servant engages himself in the service of the master just to satisfy his sense. In the spiritual platform, the servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead serves Krishna without any payment. As such, he continues his service in all conditions. That is the difference between Krishna consciousness and material consciousness. From the above statement, it appears that Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis when he was 8 years old. That time, many of the gopis were married, because in India, especially in those days, girls were married at very early age, and some of the girls even give birth to child at the age of 12. There are many instances. Under the circumstances, all the gopis who wanted to have Krishna as their husband were already married to different husbands. At the same time, they continued the hope of Krishna being their husband. Under the circumstances, the attitude of the gopis with Krishna were parabolic. Therefore, the loving affairs of Krishna with the gopis is called parakya ras. This parakya ras means that a married man or married wife who desire another extra wife or extra husband, this is called parakya ras. Actually, Krishna is the husband of everyone because he is the supreme enjoyer. The gopis desired Krishna to be their husband. But factually, on the condition, there was no possibility of Krishna being married with all the gopis. And
because still they continued their natural tendency to accept Krishna as the supreme husband. The relationship between the gopi and Krishna is called Parokya Rasa. This Parokya Rasa is ever existent in the Goloka Vrindavan of the spiritual sky. Although there is no possibility of inebriety of the Parokya Rasa in the material world. In the material world, the Parokya Rasa is abominable. Whereas in the spiritual world, this Parokya Rasa is the super excellent relationship with Krishna and the gopi. There are many other relationships with Krishna as master, servant, as friend and friend, as parents and the son, as lover and the beloved. Out of all these rasas, the Parokya Rasa is considered to be the topmost. This material world is the purported reflection of the spiritual world. Just like purported reflection of the tree on the bank of reservoir of water, if the topmost part of the tree is seen in the lowest, later, similarly, this Parokya Rasa, when purportedly reflected in this material world, this is the lowest abominable condition. And people, therefore, imitate the rasa dance of Krishna and the gopis. They simply enjoy the perverted, abominable condition of the transcendental Parokya Rasa. There is no possibility of enjoying this transcendental Parokya Rasa within this material world. It is stated, therefore, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should not even imitate this Parokya Rasa dance of Krishna, even by dream or imagination. Then they will be drinking the most benevolent poison. Except when Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, desires to enjoy the company of the gopis in that full moon night of the solar season, exactly as very moment, Moon, the lord of the stars, appeared in the sky in his most beautiful feature, as it is thought by everyone that the full moon night in the solar season is the most beautiful night in the whole year. In India, there is a great monument called Taj Mahal. In Agra, a city in the Uttar Pradesh province, the tomb is made of first-class marble stone. And during this night of full moon night of first season, even many foreigners go to see the beautiful reflection of the moon on the dome, and it takes great fare in this condition. This full moon night is celebrated for its beauty. When the full moon rose on the eastern side of the horizon, it looks everywhere dinged with pretty scholar. Then, with the rising of the moon, the whole sky was smeared by red kumkum. The example is given in this connection, just like when a husband, long separated from the wife, comes back home, and after coming back, the system was that the husband decorates the face of the wife with red kumkum. Similarly, this long-expected moonrise of solar season compared that the moon just after appearing on the eastern side is smeared over the wife with red kumkum. Otherwise, the appearance of the moon accelerated the desire of Krishna to dance with the gopis by many, many times. All sides were decorated with nice flowers. The atmosphere was cooling and celebrating. When Lord Krishna began to blow on his flute, at that time the gopis all over the Vrindavan became very much enchanted because the attraction of the vibration of the flute become 1,000 times chanting on account of the favorable condition, rising of the full moon, making the whole horizon ready and atmosphere calm and cool with blooming flowers all over Vrindavan. All these gopis are by nature very much attracted to Krishna's beauty, and when they heard the vibration of his flute in this condition, naturally they also became apparently lustful for satisfying the senses of Krishna. Thus, immediately after hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, they left their respective engagement everywhere and began to proceed to the spot where Krishna was standing. And while going very swiftly, all their earrings were swinging with great acceleration. All of them thus rushed towards the place which is known as Bangsibon. Some of the gopis were engaged in milking the cows, but immediately she left the milking business unfinished and immediately began anxious to go to the spot where Krishna was playing his flute. Some of them just collected the milk and put the milk pan on the oven for boiling, but she did not care that the milk would be overboiled and fall down, but immediately left that place for seeing Krishna. Some of them were feeding their small baby on the breast milk, and some of them were engaged in distributing food stuff to the members of the family, but still all of them left all such engagements and immediately began to rush towards the spot where Krishna was playing the flute. Some of them were engaged in serving their husbands, and some of them were themselves engaged in eating their foodstuff, but they did not care either for that service to the husband or eating themselves, but immediately they left. Some of them wanted to decorate their face with cosmetic ointments, and some of them wanted to dress themselves very nicely before going to Krishna, but unfortunately they could not finish their cosmetic decoration or placing the dress in right place on account of their too much anxiety to meet Krishna immediately. The decoration of the face was hurriedly and haphazardly finished, and the dress of the lower part was put on the upper part of the body, and the dress of the upper part of the body was placed on the lower part of the body. All the gopis, thus being too much hurried and leaving their respective places, their husbands, brothers and fathers were all struck with wonder as to where they were going so hurriedly. As young girls, they were being protected either by the husband or by the elderly brother or by father, and all of them prohibited them to go to Krishna in that way, but they did not care for any one of them. The reason is, when a person becomes attracted by Krishna and becomes in full Krishna consciousness, he does not care for any worldly duties, even though very, very urgent. In other words, Krishna consciousness is so nice that it gives relief to everyone from all material activity. Srila Rupa Goswami has written a very nice verse in this connection, wherein he advises the role of a gopi to another gopi. He says, my dear friend, if you desire to enjoy in the company of material society, friendship and love, then please do not go to see the smiling figure of Govinda who is standing
on the bank of Jamuna and playing on his flute, dazzled by the glaring beams of full moonlight. Killer Bhugaswami indirectly hints us that anyone who has been captivated by the beautiful smiling face of Krishna has lost all attraction for material enjoyment. It is the taste of advancement of Krishna consciousness. That is to say, a person advancing to Krishna consciousness must lose interest in the affairs of material activity, or for the matter of personal sense gratification. Next paragraph, some of the gopis were actually detained not to go to Krishna by their husbands, and by force they were locked up within the room, and being unable to go to Krishna, they began to meditate upon the transcendental form of Krishna within the room by closing their eyes. They had already the forms of Krishna always thinking within the mind, and proved to be the greatest yogi, as part statement in the Bhagavad Gita, that a person who is constantly thinking of Krishna within his heart, faith and love, that person is considered to be topmost of all yogis. Actually, a yogi's meditation is concentrating his mind under the form of Lord Vishnu. That is real yoga. Krishna is the original form of all Vishnu tattvas. The gopis who could not go to Krishna personally, they began to meditate on Krishna as perfect yogi. Next one. In the continental state of the living entity, there are two kinds of results of creative activity. The conditioned living entity who is constantly engaged in sinful activities, he has got a different result, suffering. And a conditioned living entity who is engaged in pious activities has got also a separate result, namely material enjoyment. But in both the cases, either in material suffering or in material enjoyment, the enjoyer or sufferer is conditioned by the material nature. The associate gopis of Krishna do assemble in the place where Krishna appears from different groups. Most of the gopis are eternal companions of Krishna, as it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. This means that in a spiritual world, the associates of Krishna, especially the gopis, they are manifestation of the greater potency of Lord Krishna. That means they are expansion of Srimati Ravanan. But when Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes within the material world in some of the universes, at that time, not only the eternal associates of Krishna, gopis, come, but others also who are being promoted to that status from this material world, they also join. Under the circumstances that the gopis who join Lord Krishna's pastimes within this material world and coming from the status of ordinary human being, if they had any talents of resultant fitting action, then meditation on Krishna purified them fully from the reaction of karma by constant meditation. Their severe painful feelings on account of not being able to see Krishna kept them free from all sinful reactions, and their ecstasy of concentrated love for Krishna in the absence of Krishna caused to end their all reaction of material past activity. The conditioned soul is subjected to
gopis who began to meditate on Krishna, they transcended both positions and became purified as good as the gopis already expanded by pleasure potency. All the gopis, having concentrated their mind on Krishna in the spirit of paramount love, became fully uncontaminated by all fleeting reactions of material nature, and some of them immediately gave up their material bodies developed under the modes of three material nature. Next one, while Maharaj Purikhet was hearing Sukadeva Goswami explaining the situation of the gopis in the matter of their assembling with Krishna and the Rasa dance, and when he heard that some of the gopis, simply by concentrating on Krishna as their paramount lover, became freed from all contamination of material birth and death, he inquired, the gopis did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They accepted Krishna as a beautiful boy and considered him as a paramount, and still, how it was possible to get free from material conditions thinking of a paramount. The idea is that Krishna or any ordinary living being, qualitatively there was. The ordinary living being, being part and parcel of Krishna, they are also Brahma. But Krishna, being the Supreme, is Parabrahma. If it is possible to get free from the material contaminated state, simply thinking of Krishna, then why not others who are also thinking of somebody, either husband or son or somewhere other, thinking of another living entity, and the living entities being also Brahma, why they are not freed from the contaminated state of material nature? This is very intelligent question, because there are always this class of men imitating the position of Krishna. Especially in these days of Kali Yuga, there are many, many rascals who think of themselves as good as Krishna and sleep. People that thinking of him is as good as thinking of Lord Krishna. Purikhet Maharaj, appreciating the future dangerous condition of blind followers of rascal imitation Krishna, put this question, and fortunately it is recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam towards innocent people, that thinking of ordinary man and thinking of Krishna is not on the same level. For to speak of ordinary man, even thinking of the demigods, cannot be equivalent with the thinking of Krishna. This is also a word in Vaishnava Tantra, that anyone who peoples Vishnu, Narayan, or Krishna on the same level as the demigods, such person is called Pasanda, or the person rascal number one. So on hearing this question of Maharaj Purikhet, Sukadeva Goswami also replied him as follows. My dear king, this question is already answered to you before this incident. Next paragraph. As Purikhet Maharaj wanted to clear the situation very intelligently, similarly, his spiritual master answered him also very intelligently, that why you are asking again the same subject matter which is already explained to you? Why you are so forgetful? The spiritual master is always on the superior position, so he knew the mind of Maharaj correctly, that he did not put the question for his understanding. He simply put that question for warning to the future innocent people that they should not think of others equal to Krishna. He reminded Parikshit Maharaj about the salvation of Shishupal. Shishupal was always envious of Krishna, and even on account of his enviousness, was killed by Krishna. But on account of Krishna's being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he also got salvation simply by seeing Krishna. And what to speak of the gopis who are so dear to Krishna? If an envious person can get salvation simply by concentrating his mind on Krishna, then what to speak of others who are always thinking of Krishna in love? There must be some sort of difference between the enemies and the friends. If Krishna's enemies could get free from material contamination and become one with the Supreme, then what to speak of so much dear friends as the gopis of Krishna? Besides that, Krishna is Rishikesha. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita, and in this connection, Sukadeva Goswami also said that Krishna is Rishikesha, the super soul. Whereas an ordinary man, his conditioned soul is covered by material body. Krishna and Krishna's body are the same, because he is Rishikesha. Any foolish person making distinction between Krishna and Krishna's body is also fool number one. Krishna is Rishikesha and Alokhaja. These two particular words have been used by Parikshit Maharaj in this connection. Rishikesha is the super soul and Alokhaja is the supreme personality of Godhead, transcendental to the material nature. Just to show favor to the ordinary living entities out of his causeless mercy, he appears as he is. Unfortunately, a foolish person they mistake him as ordinary person, and they become eligible for being pushed into the hell. Sukadeva Goswami reconfirmed the position of Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, imperishable, immeasurable, free from all material contamination of tape number 29, dated 31st August 1969. Chapter 29 continued. So, Sukadeva Goswami continued to inform Maharaj Parikshit that Krishna is not ordinary person. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, imperishable, immeasurable, without any material qualities, but full of spiritual quality, and he appears on this material world out of a causeless body. But whenever he appears as he is, without any change. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Lord says that I appear, my spiritual potency, he does not appear under the control of his material potency. The material potency is under his control. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, that the material potency is working under his superintendence. This is also confirmed in the Brahma Sangita, that the material potency known as Durga is acting just like shadow moves with the movement of the Yavastra. Therefore, the conclusion is that somehow or other he become attached to Krishna or attracted by him, either on account of his beauty or quality or opulence or fame or strength or renunciation or knowledge. Because even by lust, even by anger, even by fear, affection, friendship, everyone should somehow or other be attracted by Krishna, then his salvation and freedom from this material contamination is assured. The Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, it is also stated by the Lord that anyone who is engaged in the preaching work of Krishna consciousness is very dear to him, because the teacher has to face so many difficulties and obstacles for preaching pure Krishna consciousness, and sometimes he has to suffer bodily injuries, and sometimes he has to meet death also. So all these things are taken as great austerities on behalf of Krishna, and Krishna therefore said that such preacher is very, very dear to him. If Krishna's enemy can expect salvation simply by concentrating his mind on him, then what to speak of persons who are so dear to Krishna? Therefore, the conclusion should be that those who are engaged in the preaching of Krishna consciousness in the world, their salvation is guaranteed in all circumstances. Although such preachers never cares for salvation, because actually anyone who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, their salvation is already achieved. Sri Goswami therefore assured King Parikshit that he should not be astonished how it so happened. He should always be rest assured that anyone attracted by Krishna must attain liberation from material bondage, because Krishna is transcendental and the master of all mystic power. Next time, when all the gopis assembled in this way before Krishna, he began to speak to them, welcoming them as well as discouraging them by jugglery of words. Krishna is the supreme speaker. He is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita. He can speak the highest elevated subject matter of philosophy, politics, economics, and everything, and what to think of speaking before the gopis who are so dear to him. He wanted to enchant them more by jugglery of words, and then he began to speak as follows. So the ladies of Vrindavan, you are very fortunate. You are very dear to me. I am very much pleased that you have come here. I hope everything is well in Vrindavan. So please order me. What can I do for you? What is the purpose of coming here at this late of night? Finally, take your seat and let me know what can I do for you. This way, when Krishna began to receive them very officially, showing all kinds of etiquette, the gopis came to Krishna for a different purpose of enjoying his company, dancing with him, embracing him and kissing him. They felt surprised that Krishna was treating them as ordinary society women. Therefore, they began to smile amongst themselves, and very eagerly and surprisingly was hearing Krishna talking in that way. When Krishna began to instruct them, my dear friends, you must know now it is dead of night, and the appearance is very fearful. It is fearful.